Thank you for joining the Black Student Success Summit podcast, recorded live at the 2025 Summit, held at Portland State University. The following episodes feature the voices of this year's attendees, youth coming from many different viewpoints and perspectives, sharing their experiences from the summit, as well as what they face within our local educational ecosystem. In episode 6, our session host Morgan Jones is in conversation with Samantha Atama, a freshman at St. Mary's Academy, Raquel Nelson, who attends Henrietta Lacks Health and Bioscience High School, Oya Took, who attends Pearson Online Academy, Eamon Tazo, a junior at Valley Catholic High School, and Cy James, a sophomore at McDaniels High School.
Hi, my name is Samantha Atama. I go to St. Mary's Academy, and I am 14 years old.
Are you a freshman?
Yes.
Okay. How did you hear about the Black Student Success Summit?
I recently joined my school's Black Student Union, and my DEI specialist recommended the program for me.
Talk to me about what made you join the Black Student Union as a freshman?
Well, of course, we live in Oregon, and I live in Beaverton mainly. And the middle school I went to, I was one out of 200 students. I was maybe like the third Black student. And I never had a group of Black people to talk to about issues that heavily affect Black people. Because most of the kids were in elementary school and they weren't really understanding of the current issues that were happening.
Yeah.
And then I got to high school and my passion for women's rights and civil rights, I got to share that with people in my Black student union.
The Black population at St. Mary's, much different than your middle school experience. Was that, I'm sure, exciting, but was that somewhat of a, you know, like a culture shock for school?
Yes, it was. Like, I was so surprised I could relate to Black people like me and that I wouldn't have to keep on educating people about the issues we face.
Yeah.
And it should be, instead of letting white people or other people who are not Black educate themselves on issues that affect other people.
That's a lot of emotional labor, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's really hard to do, and especially on a continued basis of educating other people. And so what's it feel like to get that rest for not having to?
I think at my old school, I was really one of the oldest Black kids there.
Okay.
I would constantly worry about what I wore, how I did my hair, how I'd act in the hallway, because I knew my actions could be tied to how other people of the school were going to think Black people mm-hmm. acted like. And I carried that burden all the way until I got to my high school. Mm. And that burden was lifted up by the astounding group of Black people I know at my school.
It's a lot to be said about being able to be with people that know, mm-hmm. you know, more of your life than without having to know your exact life. So we are being joined now by a couple of other people. So I will say, hey, y'all, I'm Morgan. Nice to meet you all. I'm going to have you just say your name, introduce yourself, name, age, what school you go to. And we'll start with you, come around this way, and then I've got questions about today and the summit and your experience, but we'll really just, you guys can guide the conversation as well. I've got questions, but we can do whatever you want. Cool? Okay. So Samantha here already introduced herself. She goes to St. Mary's. How about you?
Well, hi, my name is Raquel. I'm 18 and I go to Henrietta Lacks Health and Bioscience High School.
Cool.
Hello, my name is Uya Atuk. I'm 15 years old, and I go to Pearson Online Academy.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Eamon Tazo. I'm a junior, 17 years old, and I go to Valley Catholic High School.
Hi, my name is Cy James. I'm 16, about to be 17. I'm a sophomore at McDaniels High School.
Okay. I think we'll start with the question of how did you hear about the Black Student Success Summit? She just answered that one, and wondering, it was through her school's BSU. I don't know if your guys' school has that. How did you guys find out about this?
I first found out about the Black Student Success Summit when my uncle came to speak, actually, because he's an Oregon representative, but before he was an RN. So he came here to do one of the panels, and he encouraged me to tag along. But here was when I realized I got to see a whole bunch of different HBCUs, learn so much more about the opportunities out there for me, as well as the program UNCF's Portfolio Project, which is how I found out about that and ended up enrolling in that program. So,
very cool.
Ever since then, I've just kept coming back.
Oh, that's amazing. How about you?
I found out about the program today, BSSS, through my parents because my dad was holding one of the workshops and they'd been discussing it for a few weeks. But I didn't realize it was actually this weekend until yesterday. But I decided that I would take a leap and participate today. And I'm really glad that I did because I learned so much invaluable information that I wouldn't have had I stayed home.
Oh, amazing. You're priming my questions. Like, I'm going to come to you, but no. Keep it going. Yeah. So how did you find out about the BSSS?
So I've been doing some things through OHSU because I'm like my school club is connected through one of their programs. And then through OHSU, you can find a lot of different programs that help through like high school and just getting connected to the community. And one of them was from BEAM. And then, so I went on the BEAM website and I was like, oh, this is cool. I didn't know that Oregon even had anything like this. And then I like left it there for a little bit. I clicked on back a few weeks later and I saw that they're having a summit and I was just like, okay, well, I have to register for this. Why shouldn't I? This sounds great. And then I texted my another group chat with some friends that I had. And I said like, hey, don't know if you know about this, but this is happening. Like, I don't know if you want to go. And then she was like, oh yeah, I'm already registered. We'll pull up. We'll be there. And then, so they just left, but I came in the morning and they were here and then she introduced me to Tammy, of course. And yeah, it's great. It's been great. Loved it.
Love to hear that. How about you?
First, it was my athletic director at my school. She had gotten me signed up for the mile walk and talk. And after that, she had told me about BSU. And then at the Black Student Union, we was told about it. And one of the people from here actually came to McDaniels and she told us a little bit about it and had to sign up.
Okay. So back to what you said earlier of lots of valuable information that you wouldn't have received had you had not been here. What have you, can you tell me one of your takeaways, one of your key takeaways from today?
One of my key takeaways from today, I would say, was just realizing how you never know what you have at your fingertips. And to be able to see so many Black professionals in so many different fields just casually walking around in this all Black space, making themselves available to us, was really a blessing just to be here. And then on top of that, being able to take away a lot of great general advice for my future and also career-specific fields. It's definitely something that I hope all Black youth and even adults take advantage of here.
Do you already know, and I guess let's start here. Do you already know what you want to do outside of high school?
Yes. Oh my gosh. I've been waiting to talk about this. So from the start of, I would say like kindergarten or first grade, I've always known I wanted to do something in justice. I never knew the word, but I knew what I wanted to do. I always told my dad about how I wanted to help people. I want to make sure people know their rights. And well, I didn't say rights at the time, but I wanted to make sure people knew their rights, how to handle problems like that. And I just knew from my dad would always help me. My dad would ask me critical thinking questions like, what would you do if this happened? How would you help someone? And I credit my love for law and social justice to my dad. My dad allowed me to make my own opinions. And although right now he's in Washington, D.C., I really wish he was here. Because if we were to bring my father on this podcast, you guys would have to take notes. So I think I want to be a lawyer. I think I will continue to keep trying to be a lawyer who can advocate for people, especially women's rights, especially the rights of kids, and especially the rights of anybody who is marginalized.
Amazing. Do you already have schools in mind?
Yes.
For undergrad? What do you got?
USC, UCLA, Berkeley, and then UT Austin,
okay,
which is like a school on my list. The Ivies, those, I really want to go to there. And mainly just places that have a good law program, like the top 25 schools.
Okay. Is anybody else looking at Ivies? It sounded like there was noise over there.
To some degree, yes.
Yeah. Okay. I would say, like, yeah, they're always on my mind just because, you know, there's the top schools that everybody talks about. So it's just like, oh, I don't know, maybe I have a shot of going there too.
Yeah. Okay. How about you? Do you already have an idea of what you want to do?
Yes, of course. So I want to be, my main goal is to become a nurse practitioner specializing in hearing loss. My main goal is to serve the Black, deaf, and hard of hearing community. As somebody who is fluent in American Sign Language and has been in that community, I often see how underserved and underrepresented the Black, deaf, and hard of hearing community is. So, you know, I just thought I'd get inside there and really try and advocate for them and, you know, help them get more representation.
That's amazing. What made you learn American Sign Language and go from there?
Yeah, it was actually when I started in preschool. My daycare provider, one of her daughters were deaf. So it was just kind of a normal thing. She would just teach us, like, she started teaching us the American Sign Language alphabet and then just different words. Also, I started there when I was very young. So children grasp on to more words better they start learning more when you teach them ASL first, because,
yeah,
you know, as a visual language, it's a little easier. So I started there. And then as I got into high school, I took American Sign Language classes and then took some dual enrollment, like official college classes. So that was just something that I've really been into. Yeah. And I'm very passionate about.
That's really cool. And that's a great exposure in the way of very beginning of life,
yeah,
right? Like,
yeah,
to start. That is the easiest way to learn a language, no matter the language. But we have the data that shows us that ASL is definitely, like, easier to,
yeah,
learn, but also helps you learn other languages too.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. How about you?
I would say for me, ever since I was little, I've always been interested in, like, a bunch of stuff. And as I've gotten older, I've been able to narrow it down to some things. And there are a few different careers I'd love to pursue. But right now, I'm just kind of trying to figure out the logistics of it and seeing how all that would work together. One main thing that I would love to pursue is becoming a doctor. I feel like there's such a large gap when it comes to Black people being served by other Black people or even BIPOC people in healthcare. And statistics have shown, and so have anecdotal evidence from people in their own experiences, that we're always better taken care of in our own hands. And I really feel like there isn't enough of that. And on top of the medical field, I would love to become a serial entrepreneur. I've always wanted to own a bakery because I love baking, being able to serve people healthy food that doesn't just feel like healthy food, but it tastes absolutely amazing. Maybe even write a book or two, but just being able to explore all that I might really want to do.
That's amazing. I'm sorry, I get excited because y'all have so many plans, like, and so many interests. And I think that's just fantastic. And it just, you know, makes you so much more prepared for anything in life. And no matter this was my plan A, and my plan A, I don't even want it anymore, maybe, you know? And
right.
But my plan C is, like, my favorite right now. And the fact that you guys have so many interests that's just huge on its own. Okay, give it to me. Do you already know what you want to do, or you have an idea?
I'll probably say, like, I don't know. I wish it could be like YouTube, but I feel like I'm like you in the sense that I've known all my life, like, that I have so many interests, and then I feel like just through my life, it's been like ups and downs of just like what I want to do. I remember when I was like 5, probably my first job that I wanted to be was the President of the United States. I say that because we were in Obama era back then. Times are good. Times are great. I was a child. I didn't even know times were great, but I knew that times were great. You know what I mean? So, and then after that, just seeing like my dad being an engineer, my mom being a nurse, I wanted to follow in their footsteps, especially because my parents said that I was good at breaking things. So, you know, I think that's what made me want to become an engineer. But then I'll probably say definitely mental health has always interested me. Just like wanting to help people. And then ever since high school, I've just been exposed to so many different interests and I've been able to pursue them so far. I want to do something in chemistry for sure because I took advanced chemistry sophomore year and I fell in love with it. And then definitely languages. I've been able to get pretty far in my languages. I'm currently in Spanish 4 and French 1. So I love being actually able to talk to people at my work. Like being able to talk in Spanish at work has been such an amazing experience. And then also just like, I don't know, there's just so many things I want to do. I want to be like a journalist because I love to journal. I want to do something with law. I want to do something in chemistry, mental health, maybe a translator, maybe a psychiatrist. There's just so many things to do, so I want to do it all.
Okay, so we're going to have to find an editor for you that like helps you. Yeah, the more interest you have, the easier it is to actually narrow it down and do something that you still love to do and not just something to do, right? How about you?
I want to be a tattoo artist because like I've been drawing since I was like a kid. So it's like it's always been with me. And it's something that I recently found out I was good at. And it's like I've been on and off drawing for like a few years. Then like I really got back into it like this year, like doing like portraits, animals, historic figures. It's like that's what I want to do. And I've always known that.
Okay, that's huge. And you don't have to go to college for that. Is your plan to?
I either want to do an apprenticeship because like that can take like maybe like 3 years.
Yeah.
No, it wouldn't be too long. I could either do that, buy the actual license, but that's pretty expensive. So I don't know about that.
You can just buy the license.
But it's like really expensive.
Okay. Wow. Okay. The fact that y'all have so many, but also they're so vast. Like this is such an incredible table. You pre-signed up for things today. Was there something that you were really excited about and did it live up to what you were hoping it would be? Yeah.
So, I signed up for what lawyers do. It was really good. I learned so much things about being a lawyer, how it works, how to handle racism in law. Like, oh, as a Black person, when you join law, like you're not the blueprint. Like no one expects you to be there and you have to approach that in a certain way. Like, me and Amen saw, one of the lawyers talking was asked if he worked in the male department at his law. And he was wearing a suit. So I think
the obvious conclusion that he was
not.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. He was not a mailman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy just to see like the prejudice and like see how people like, even though they look like they should be in that room and their first thought is, oh, shouldn't you be a man, shouldn't you be doing something else? But like having to prove yourself over and over is something that we've learned from this lawyer.
And ain't that annoying? Like,
that would be so annoying.
The fact that is still true, and I don't know when it stops being true, you know, but the fact that we are able to talk to people that are already in the profession that can give you that game now, and it's not like you show up and you think it's going to be, you know, I'm a lawyer now and everything's wonderful. And then people still treat you like, are you supposed to be here? Like, I think it's a great thing that you're able to hear that from someone today and really start to prepare yourself moving forward. Were there sessions that you signed up for that you were like, I cannot wait to get to that? And did they live up to what you were excited about?
I didn't have any specific workshops that I had in mind. All of them were great, though. All the ones I went to were superb. I was very excited to really, no matter what topic it was, whether it was in medicine or like financial literacy or financial aid, I was just excited to get any information that I could absorb on how to become a better leader. So just seeing so many, all the people kind of directing and kind of leading all the workshops. They all had leadership in like in any way. And so it was really awesome as somebody who's always active in community service and leadership. For example, as a Clark County Youth Commissioner representing over 114,000 kids and youth in Clark County. Takes a lot of leadership.
I mean, could have led with that.
And I also love advocacy. So advocating for nurses' rights as a future healthcare worker and standing with them on the picket lines, advocating for fair wages and better treatment. And even just this February, closing out Black History Month, I got to read a poem, an original poem I wrote called Black Is Me on the Oregon legislative floor. And just taking leadership and initiative. So I just loved getting any advice I could on how to become a better leader and advocate.
Right? I mean, seriously, no. Real quick, because I'm not a student, so I didn't get to sign up. Was there a leadership session? Because let me just ask that question. Was there a leadership session?
I think in all the different, I don't know if there was a specific leadership one or else I feel like I would have gone, but I think all of them had leadership in different ways.
So I was going to say, I think that to be able to pull that from all of those different sessions as well, because you find the things that you're looking for, even when you're not looking for them necessarily, right?
Yeah.
And so to be able to pull leadership traits from people that are here doing something else, like they were not maybe necessarily trying to show you how to be a good leader, right?
Yeah.
It's just being one.
Exactly.
That's a hat tip to the program for real, because that's a big deal. Because a lot of people can teach you something and know about a subject, but aren't leaders or aren't really educators or aren't really caring about if that youth does the thing that they, you know?
Yeah.
So to have that be a takeaway, I think, is a really a testament to the program and everybody who work so hard to put this together and have the right people there. Did you have one that you were signed up for? Like, I cannot wait to get there.
I did. I would say for me, that was a session titled, I am a medical professional. And what's really ironic about that is yesterday when I heard about this event even going on, that was the first thing my dad told me about. And I like perked up at that. And the funny part was both my mom and I thought he was like making something up to get me to come, which I would have come anyway. But when I saw that it was actually legit, I was really, really excited. And to be able to see Black people like living out their careers in a space where I'd like to be able to enter to in the future and pursue a career in medicine was really inspiring. And I feel like more Black youth and youth of color in general, but especially Black youth, because we're always the last on the totem pole and we're always forgotten. I really feel like more of us should be able to see that and be in these kinds of environments where we're built up and exposed to a better future.
Yes. Okay. How about you? I know that like, you have so many interests. There has to be something that you were like, I cannot wait to get to that one.
Yeah, honestly, it's probably the ones that I had heard about before. Like, my brother is currently in college. He goes to Loyola Chicago. And I remember seeing him through the application process and hearing about, like, FAFSA and stuff like that. So going to the financial aid, workshop and just hearing, like, what that actually is and, like, some details actually about it. I think that was, like, actually got me into like, oh, okay, so this is what he had to do. So that was nice. And also the same workshop that she went to, the one with the medical professionals, I got to hear so many things, different things about how so many people came to this profession in different ways. There are so many people who had known that they had wanted to go to medical health like since ever and that this was just the path for them. People who hadn't come to college into their later stages in life but then had still made a name for themselves and had still gone through the testing and passed everything and like gotten into the field where they love to be. And I got to hear things about like overcoming prejudice and I got to almost see myself in them a little bit because my mom is an RN and when I heard other people talking about being RNs, that meant a lot to me.
Very cool. How about you?
I don't really know anything about this about today because like they didn't really like explain what courses they were going to be telling us about or what we were going to be learning about and when I came today, I was really confused. I was really confused about like how the day was gonna go.
Okay.
But then when I got to the business class, then I was like, yeah, this is the one I've been looking for. This is just like all the entrepreneurs, just like them sharing their stories and like just seeing how similar their story is to mine. It's like, damn, I could really do that. And it's like they also helped me too. And they didn't. I don't think some of them went to college either. So it's like that could be a route I could take.
It is not everybody's path, right? Like that. Right. That's one of the best things about being able to recognize what success actually means to you. Success is yours, right? And it's you get to decide what that is. And it may not be college. It may be college. It may be a trade. It may, you know, that's one of the, for me, one of the best things about seeing so many different people and hearing that you can do the things you want to do with or without certain paths, you know, and you can take them however you take them. Was anybody introduced to a career they didn't know was out there or something that they hadn't thought about before and were like, maybe I'm interested in that? No, because all of you have already made up your minds. In all honesty, you three have yours. You two have 1,800 that you're going to have to sort through. So, yeah, okay, that's just a bad question to ask. That's on me. well, with this time left, and there's enough of you, I think, to be able to give you a second, you know, to just chat. Give me, you know, how you felt about today and what you think it means for you moving forward. And if there's anything you want to say to, like, Beam or, you know, to students who may listen to this, and an encouraging word or whatever you want. How about we start this way and go around? You want me to come back to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd probably say that I'm just really thankful, especially because, like, you know, school has been kind of, you know, weighing me down and some other things. And I'm glad that I could take this time to recenter myself almost. I got to meet a new friend. I got to see an old friend. And I got to just learn about people who had also been going through some rough times and were able to come back to themselves, come back to their education, and then progress in ways further. I guess anybody listening to this, like, it's okay. Like, I'm in that period right now where I'm like kind of falling behind on grades and stuff like that. And just to hear people say that it's okay to be in that stage right now, it's okay to not have everything figured out, it's okay to slip up a little bit, especially when you've been trying pretty hard. It's been nice to kind of find people say that it's okay to do that. And as long as you come back up from your feet, to re-center yourself. So I'd probably say the same message. It's okay to fall flat. It's okay to not know exactly what's happening or be really overwhelmed like I was, because we know that we got it. We know that we're going to come right back up.
Amazing. Do you want to go?
I didn't really have high expectations for today because it was just like something I like seen at school, but I'm always open to learning new things. And when I came, it just, I met a whole bunch of people that could, like, that can help me. And, like, I got connected to a whole bunch of people that can get me into, like, industries and stuff like that. And what I want to say is that, like, don't be afraid to learn new things. Don't be afraid to try new things. Because, like, at the end of the day, it's not about what you know. It's about who you know.
Okay.
One thing that I would say is I definitely had great expectations for today, but then Beam just exceeded those even more. So that for anyone who was unsure about coming to the Black Student Success Summit, absolutely go. I had such an amazing new experience that I did not expect. Met some awesome people, including all of you here on the podcast. I got to network, which is something I've never done before, and definitely not by myself. And so that was really awesome to be able to talk to fellow professionals, even becoming aware of opportunities I would have had to work a lot harder to find, and to have people like come up to you and introduce themselves and give you contact info and just really show you that matter, I think was an awesome experience and very affirming. And just a reminder, I think, to all of us that whatever we want to pursue is closer within reach than we might think it is. And so to see people on the other side to tell you how to get there, or even better yet, help you and show you how to help yourself, I think was awesome.
Yeah, kind of to add on to that, Beam, I love you so much. I appreciate you, because living in kind of an area where there's so many people that don't look like you. There's not many opportunities where I can be surrounded by people who do and be surrounded by that culture. So it's because of the Black Student Success Summit that I was able to. And it's because of this that I was able to find out about the portfolio project, which led me to going on an HBCU tour, which led me to getting into Spelman. So I'm very grateful for you.
Again, like...
We're not leading with the thing.
So it's because of them that I'm able to come this far in my life and really just be successful. So thank you. I really appreciate you.
Can you repeat the question?
Well, it's really, is there anything that you want to say about today? If you were speaking to a student or if another student heard this, do you have anything to say about your experience or...
Something I learned is fear is equivalent to failure. By this, I mean that when I was doing what lawyers do, one of the lawyers who was a litigator said that he had failed the bar exam, one of the tests that basically almost defines your career as a lawyer. He said he failed it and he did it again and he tried. And he didn't let his race or anything else, like any factors, determine if he could actually be a lawyer, if he could actually help people. So I think one thing I would like to give to anyone listening to this or anyone who has done BEAM is that you need to keep on trying. You can't give up on your dream because somewhere out there in the future, there is going to be one other person who looks like you and is going to look up to you and is going to want connections from you. And you have to be there to help them because they are the future for you. And then one day they'll be the future for someone else.
We hope you found that conversation as informative and entertaining as we did. And if you did, be sure to spread the word. Share the podcast episode with a friend, subscribe to this podcast, leave a comment, and rate the episodes. Thank you so much for being intentional and spending time with the youth of our community by listening to this podcast. The next and final episode will feature the Black Educational Achievement Movement's executive director and founder of the Black Student Success Summit, Noni Cossey. Noni shares her motivations for continuing the summit for so many years, as well as her hopes for the future.